Welcome everybody into the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I am Matt Trudell, and with me, like always,
Alex Baker with the Malice at the Palace.
Okay, and
this is Nathan Snell.
Nathan Snell. So, how are you guys doing since the last time we talked?
Doing pretty good.
Doing good. Doing good.
Doing good.
Malice at the Palace.
Hey, he always has some weird, weird start.
That was our team right there. Was our team.
Dude, if you don't know, we were talking off air about how that Malice at the Palace just recently. Because that was a team, man. Ben Wallace, Rasheed Wallace.
That was a great team. I remember that the Palace, though. There was one guy who was like screaming or yelling or something, and then he just like has this look on his face, and then it's O'Neal. What was his name?
Jermaine O'Neal.
He comes in and just pops him, and he just falls right.
He caught a body, like literally, like he. We were joking about this off air, but like I tell people, I am a firm believer that if Jermaine O'Neal did not slip, that guy dies. Mm-hmm. At the very least, coma.
But did you?
We're talking Jermaine O'Neal running at the fastest he can run to punch some dude, like.
Do you remember, like, it was like 7 years ago or something when Artest was still was with the Rockets before he went to L.A., and it was during the playoffs, and he slipped in something trying to go after a loose ball, and he goes into the stands and everything, and then he talks about it in the press conference, like, yeah, this is a much better time than the last time I went up into the stands.
You want to hear the coolest Ron Artest story? This man, when he was a rookie in the NBA, making a lot of money, mind you, mm-hmm. a rookie in the NBA, he worked at Radio Shack for the discount.
He just wanted the discount.
Yeah, yeah. And he said it worked. He was working at Radio Shack, and then one day someone came in and was like, "Wait a minute, you're Ron Artest," and he was like, "Oh, gotta go," and then quit. Like, but he's like,
"We do it in the off season?"
No, during the season.
Wow,
the man was straight up working. Like days.
How does he do that
at Radio?
And nobody knew who he was.
I mean, most guys do that still.
But
guys do that still.
There's a couple guys I know. I can't remember his name. He played. I think he still plays for the Ravens. I think it was Matt Elam. I think
Matt Elam should have been working at Foot Locker from the day he graduated college. He should never been drafted, let alone in the first round. Sorry, the kicker Elam is better.
Jason Elam.
Yeah. See, he knows first names. The kickers, weirdo. It's like. All right, so that was a weird way to start the show, but hey, it is what it is. We're talking NBA playoffs first. First and foremost, we're going to cover the local team. We're going to cover...
How about that Isaiah Thomas?
Yeah, man.
I thought he lost his teeth again.
Yeah, because he tripped.
Yeah,
right?
And
he bounced his face up off the ground. Like,
All
right, so Boston's up 2-0. Let's discuss this real quick because I want to tell you something.
Let me say this.
Say your thing, bro.
The Wizards should have won that game last night.
The Wizards should have won both of them.
Well, last night that should have been a win for the Wizards last night.
But the other night should have been a win.
No, other night too.
They've blown multiple double-digit leads in this series so far. They honestly, we were talking off air about this, but I hated when we hired Scott Brooks. Then I was like, okay, he's
now,
winning me over a little
Scott
bit.
Scott Brooks, were you saying that based off the team's performance last year under Randy?
Randy Whitman should have been fired years ago. Years ago. He actually, fun fact, he should have never been hired. Like, he was trash. He was dookie. I hated his face and everything. Nah. But I hated the Scott
Brooks.
Thank you. I literally just went blank in my head.
I was wondering what you were
and
doing.
And I knew his name. Like, I was looking at you like, did I really do this? I hated the Scott Brooks hire from the beginning for multiple reasons. Number one, we were never getting Kevin Durant. Especially after missing the playoffs
That's
the year
fine.
Before. So because we weren't getting Kevin Durant, why hire the coach that you think he wanted, especially when we know that you hired the coach that he fired? Dumb. Number one. Two, the man is literally a slightly better coach than Mark D'Antoni. He has no nothing to do with defense, right?
That's
and
fair.
We don't Mark have enough start.
Mark D'Antoni or Mike D'Antoni?
Mike, sorry. I always, you know how.
Yeah.
Well, you're saying Mike D'Antoni's a better defensive coach?
No. Okay. I'm saying Scott Brooks is a slightly better all-around coach than Mike D'Antoni.
If you look at this team, they don't have any defenders. I mean,
but
John
they,
Wall,
they don't even have. Yeah, true.
John Wall can play defense. Beal plays no defense. Otto Porter, I think, is just a in between. Morris is possibly an athletic defender. But my only problem with Markieff Morris, he hates switching. Last night when Isaiah got the and one, they showed the replay. He did not want to switch because he knew that either Isaiah was going to go past him or he was going to have to foul Isaiah.
Now I will say, I agree with you. They don't have many defensive players, but they also don't have the star power that OKC had to get over their lack of defense.
When you have Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant, James Harden, Serge Ibaka, you know, that...
Okay, true.
That says a lot.
But yeah, okay, so that's why Scott Brooks got over on not being a defensive guy.
But you shouldn't say Kevin Durant's the only one that got Scott Brooks fired. I think there's more to it.
Kevin Durant is the only reason why Scott Brooks had his job as long as he did. It only took Kevin Durant saying... Yeah, man, let's get rid of him.
What about Russell Westbrook?
Russell Westbrook was not the star of the team. This is the first year that he's the star of the team. When I say star of the team, I mean the one that they listen to the most. If you don't think Kevin Durant was the star of his team in OKC from the beginning that he was there, you're crazy.
You mean this, when he was in Seattle?
I'm saying he was like the LeBron. You know how LeBron dictates who keeps their job, who comes in free agency and all that?
He still does that now.
Exactly. He was the LeBron of OKC up until the day he left. If you don't think that's the truth...
That's fair. Thank you for clarifying that.
You're welcome. I will clarify whatever you need. Matt Wieters is a bum.
West Virginia sucks.
But they don't, Maryland fan.
All right. Matt Wieters alone.
So, Washington, Boston. Boston's up 2-0. I'm hurt, man.
I'm hurt, too.
I think... In the third quarter last night.
There were some moments.
They played the dumbest basketball. Like, honestly, there are some preparatory college schools that could have given them a run for their money in the third quarter last night.
Damn.
And then I will say one thing, all right? And I know you're not supposed to say this, and I absolutely hate people that blame wins and losses on refs, right? I do. And I'm not going to – the Wizards lost last night. But there were some definite plays last night where you got Wizards getting mauled trying to score the basket and nothing's called. And Isaiah comes down and he gets a little bit of contact.
Well, see, that's always the NBA, though. They always do that.
It was funny. I was watching First Take and they were having a problem. And just referencing
First Take.
That. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're like, a guy like John Wall, is he going to get those kind of calls? In the fourth quarter.
John Wall's the only one that is not in trouble, in my opinion. He's the only one that showed up and has been trying to win games for the Wizards. Yeah, he shot a couple air balls, but he was literally the only... Like, how many times in the third quarter was he not able to get rid of the ball to somebody until, like, 6 seconds left on the clock? It's ridiculous. Okay, Scott Brooks, you're not a defensive coach. Figure this offense out. What is going on?
I think if they don't do something in these next two games,
they got to win both.
They have to. But after this season, they really did reevaluate the team. I still think Otto Porter should definitely be re-signed. I think Gortat find a way to part ways with him. It's just not working. It is not working.
You don't think Gortat and John Wall have a good thing going?
Gortat is the Atlanta series. And these two games, he has been horrifically bad in rebounding. He gets out rebound.
He damn near had a double double in the first half of game one.
But in closing moments when you need him to rebound, he won't do it.
The whole team's not rebounding, bro. If he's the only one under the hoop trying to get the ball, and there's three Celtics jerseys there, last night was. I told Alex, and Alex knows, I yell at Alex all the time for turning off his team's games and not watching them, right? But last night, it was like 10:30. We were the Celtics cut it to 2 points in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
And I said,
we're going to turn this off.
I'm going to turn this off. I went to sleep.
I never do that.
Yeah, you just don't even turn it on.
No, I never do that when they're winning. If I can see where it's going.
Alex, if you can see where it's going, come on.
What?
Come on. You mean to tell me, all right, Detroit Tigers are up one run.
In the seventh or eighth inning. Bullpen comes
Jabba Chamberlain comes in. You're going to sit there and watch the game?
Yes, I do that.
Yeah. It's
Jabba Chamberlain?
Even if I know it's going to happen, I'm not going to. I have to see it first.
Yeah.
If it happens and I can see it and it's like one.
I turned off my TV when Al Horford hit that little mini ass hook shot. Excuse my language.
I didn't even see it. I'm telling you, I was asleep. I mean, because of the situation is I watched the first game and I was so pumped. The Wizards came out, they were up like 16-0. And I understand it's a long game, but they were doing their thing.
They were outscored in the fourth quarter. And overtime,
27 to like
I was like 25-40, something like that.
Yeah,
that's horrifically bad. That's horrifically bad.
I think they went like 5 or 6 game time minutes, not just minutes, game time minutes last night
without scoring
a basket, making a free throw, none of that. They can't hit free throws. It's ridiculous. Like, and don't get me wrong. Going into the series, maybe I might have been a little. I know I'm biased, but maybe I was. I had way too much of the Wizards goggles on because I really thought the Wizards had a legit chance at winning this series.
No,
and right now I think they have a legit chance of leading in 4 games and getting swept.
No,
like that's what they've shown.
Personally, I think I didn't expect the Atlanta series to carry on the way it did. So that. I gotta take that in the. I think the Atlanta series carried on
because there was bad blood. See, the problem with the Wizards is that they might even be like, and I don't think this is true, but like, let's say even if they were good enough to like really challenge Cleveland in this final.
Well, a lot of people talking about how Kevin Durant's ruined the NBA and Golden State's ruined the NBA. LeBron's ruining the playoffs for me because he's going through these teams like there's no tomorrow.
They do that every year. First off, that's up until the past couple years, the NBA, the first round was unwatchable. There's only been a couple. There was Detroit.
What, Cavs last year?
Oh, wait, no. Cavs last year swept y'all, right?
Yeah.
Okay, no. Then it was...
it was Miami and Charlotte.
You had... But the thing is, the Wizards, even if they beat the Celtics, they're going
to
be so broken down from playing
their two
biggest rivals in the NBA right now. They had to play in round 1 and 2, which is great for the NBA because, let's be honest, the first and second rounds on the Eastern Conference are unwatchable unless there's beef going on. Am I right or am I wrong?
You're right.
Thank you. Cleveland and Toronto.
I turned that off.
Cleveland is up 1.
I'm giving Cleveland. I give the Raptors 1 game.
Okay. I agree.
Give them 1. Listen, shout out to my boy DeMar DeRozan. You know he's a goat. Kyle Lowry, Villanova.
DeMar DeRozan is a goat.
Serge Ibaka
is a goat.
Yes.
Is a goat. Do you know what goat stands for?
Greatest of all time.
And so, what is he a goat in? Whining like a little girl.
DeMar,
having acne
apologize.
At the age of 30.
Don't listen to this guy.
He can't be a goat in basketball. No one knew who he was before he won the dunk competition. Or whatever competition he won. No one knew who he was.
I knew who he was. I'd come out of USC.
Yeah. The same school that let Lil Romeo go there on a scholarship. Just remember that. Take that to bed with you tonight, okay?
But in all seriousness, I just give the Raptors 1 game. I think Lowry, DeRozan.
What is he the goat at? Like, no. Hold on. I'm not changing from this subject. I can talk an hour on how he's not the goat of whatever you think he is.
I thought this season he was starting to put it together because he was
on. Girl.
If I remember, he was on the Olympic team this past summer. And you know, my thing is when guys play on, you know, the national team and they come back, you know, they start playing on a different level. And I kind of and I saw that.
Yeah. It's the same dude that was whining about Lance Stephenson hitting a layup at the end of a game, but he tried to hit a 360 dunk on some guy in the Olympics. Stop. He wet the bed till he was 17. He's a wuss. Okay. I don't like that, man. Like,
I apologize, DeMar. Don't listen to this.
DeMar, listen, and I'm telling you about yourself, okay? Yeah. Proactive. Endorsement deal. That's all I'm saying. Endorsement deal. Am I wrong? Kelly Clarkson did it. What makes him better than her? All right. Utah and Golden State.
Should we even ask? It's going to be Golden State.
Yeah, but how many games are you giving Utah?
I'll give them one. I'll be nice.
I'm gonna give them two. I'm gonna give them two for one reason. They're offended about their nightlife comments.
That was so stupid of Matt Barnes to say that.
Was it Matt Barnes? I thought it was Draymond.
No, it was Matt Barnes who said that.
Oh, Matt Barnes drove like 100 miles to try and fight somebody over his ex-wife. So, take that, Matt Barnes. Derek Fisher, you the GOAT. That's a real GOAT. All right.
Listen, Matt Barnes is a you know, he's like, I don't want to say a poor man's Ron Artest or Dennis.
Whoa.
But you know, he's
a poor man Slava Medvedenko.
I'm
chill.
Not gonna go that low.
Darko Milicic.
Darko, that's my man.
I like Matt Barnes. I mean, he could play. I mean,
you really think? All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, it's just, you know, sometimes he just needs to knock it down a notch. But I know he won't. But that's him, and you kind of have to respect him for it.
He's a poor man's DeMar DeRosa. Like, come on, man. Ugh. All right. San Antonio, Houston. Houston's up 1-0. They blew San Antonio out.
I think that
out.
Was just a fluke. Greg, you got the GOAT, Greg Popovich, Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard, he needs the other four guys around him to step their games up. I think LaMarcus Aldridge, I don't know what happened. I think maybe he went to that little, I can forget the name of the store that they keep doing the commercials for. It's like H and something. I guess he's going
H&R
there.
H&R Block?
No, it's something.
Home Depot.
Well, whatever store.
This is free promo, by the way. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm still stuck on you calling DeMar DeRozan a GOAT. But that's what's wrong with these millennials, Alex, is they just throw elite and GOAT and legendary just all out for everybody.
Josh McCown, GOAT.
GOAT. He's a legend.
GOAT. Legend.
He's a legend,
legend.
In Cleveland.
He was all right.
He was all right? I mean, it was crap. He looks like a villain from Rocky. Like, that's the only thing he's got going for him.
I kill you.
But, like, but back to what I was saying about the Spurs.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. Kawhi needs the other four guys to step it up. Patty Mills... and most instances, I think is the really only guy to really help. But that bench is a little.
Oh, you said bench. I was like, yo, did you hear what I heard? I looked away for a second. I was like, this man right here.
What about Aaron Hernandez? No,
wait. I believe the Spurs will get it together in game two.
Patty Mills. Patty Mills from Notre Dame.
No, he's from Australia.
But he didn't play at Notre Dame?
I don't know off top of my head.
How do you not know these things? These are important. Patty Mills.
I know you.
I'm taking Patty Mayonnaise over Patty Mills. You might be too young for that reference.
Patty Mayonnaise?
Patty Mayonnaise? Doug?
Oh, the Doug show?
Yeah, like the cartoon. Yeah,
I've watched that show when I was like seven, since I was seven.
Okay, but like, Patty Mayonnaise?
I don't remember it.
Oh my gosh. You hate America. Oh, he went to St. Mary's. Never mind. Even worse. Yeah, St. Mary's. It's a lacrosse school. And a completely different school.
Yeah, it's like that's like in California somewhere.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. All right, So, are you saying San Antonio is going to win four straight games? What are we saying here?
I think it's going to go to a game seven.
He's going to seven, and San Antonio is going to win.
What's really bugs me about the Houston Rockets is that the amount of threes they jack up. It's ridiculous.
The Celtics.
Well, no, I'm talking about
the Golden State.
No, I'm talking about in this game. I think they took like 43 threes.
That's just what the NBA does now.
Everybody steps back.
Yeah, steps back and take a three.
And I get that. Don't get me wrong. And I've been complaining. I've been talking with other people. And I said, I don't like it. I wish we go back to the way like Shaquille O'Neal, Larry Bird, all those guys play.
See, I disagree. I think we should make dunks 1 point. I think layups should be 2 points. I think dunks should be 1 point.
What?
Yeah. You know why I think this? Because you have a bunch of kids growing up these days thinking that like Blake Griffin and people like that are like the best players in the NBA, and all they can do is dunk.
That's true. Or they can, well,
you can't shoot a basketball more than...
But then you get the other kids who want to be Steph Curry, and all they do is take threes. They don't bother like going
agreed,
to the net.
Agreed. All right, threes worth 1, 2.
Or when you have seven-footers, like the kid out of Gonzaga, who I think is going to be, if he goes in the NBA... He's
Karnowski.
Listen, I personally, if they make him a 3-point shooter, he'll be out the league within 3 to 6 years.
Karnowski.
Yes.
He shouldn't even go to the league. He got exposed in the national championship game.
I mean, look, there's a couple guys that got exposed that are in the NBA right now, or there are currently not in the NBA right now that didn't show up in.
Greg Oden.
You know who's gonna be good next year? Anthony Bennett. Goat.
Anthony Bennett would bounce in 3 years to 4 different teams. Are you kidding me? Number one overall pick out of UNLV.
Number one goat.
Psycho T. Goat.
Y'all got jokes.
All right, NHL.
That cuss button looks nice over there.
Look, I was telling him about how I hit you with the Matt Wieters wears jorts sign yesterday.
That was so stupid.
It's true, though.
I understood what you're saying, though.
He's one of those guys. He's Maurer with power, except he doesn't have power.
Warning track power.
Warning track power. Yes. The man. He can't even frame a pitch. All right, so NHL playoffs. Let's talk about Caps Pittsburgh. Last week you said the Caps would win this series. How do you feel currently?
I'm still feeling the same way.
Did you watch the game the other night?
Yes.
Almost blew it.
Well, the only thing that I had to go back on was the Sidney Crosby injury. Because I don't watch hockey like that, but I'm really about the rules.
Okay.
Like when poke checking and things like that was legal. Well, I forgot who was defending him did.
Yeah.
He just had his head Ovechkin. Down. And
Niskanen.
Niskanen. I thought it was Ovechkin.
That's who got tossed out of the game, correct? Mm-hmm. And
Sidney Crosby's out game four, which bodes well for the Caps, but it really doesn't because Evgeny Malkin got them back in the game without Crosby on the ice. Like, I'm sorry, but I will tell you, and this may sound crazy to you, but the Caps shouldn't feel good about that game. That actually is their worst game of the series so far. And that's crazy to think because they won that game. But that's the worst game of the series. You have less than 2 minutes left on the clock and you can't close out a game? You give 2 goals in 48 seconds.
They're like the Detroit Tigers bullpen. They can't close out a game.
My man, Jabba.
Did you still play for the Tigers?
No, we got K-Rod now.
Oh.
K-Rod.
Oh, Orioles had
35-year-old K-Rod.
Orioles had K-Rod a couple years ago. That didn't go too well either.
That didn't, yeah.
I miss Pedro Strop. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Mr. DeRozan being
Andrew
a goat.
Stroke.
A goat.
What?
He's like the
one year
goat.
He was good, and the next year he was nowhere to be found.
Miss Koji Uehara.
It's because of his hat. I hate it when people said that.
Said what?
Because he didn't wear his hat straight, he couldn't understand where the man could only throw a fastball. Like, that might be problem number one.
Fernando Rodney.
That's my man right there.
All right. So,
U.S. citizen.
Are you still confident about the Capitals over Pittsburgh?
Well, we have to see how they perform in game four. Because if
they haven't had a good game yet. The one game that they had good, that Kuznetsov goal was sick. Like him waiting and Fleury's just laying on the ground, like looking like a flopping fish out on the dock. Mm-hmm. That was a sweet goal. But then you go up 2-0, and look what happens. Trash. Dookie. Garbanzo beans. You know?
Garbanzo beans. Okay.
I'm just saying, man, like, if I was a Caps fan, I would not be excited about that win. That's a L. The fact that you had to go to overtime, and okay, you beat a very depleted team in overtime. It shouldn't have went to overtime. That game was over. I literally turned that game. I started to go down, work my way to take my dog out to go to the bathroom, and by the time I came back, it was a tie game with 30 seconds left in the game. It made no sense. No sense. Ottawa, a team that I am rooting for very strongly in this.
You still want the Canadian team?
Yes, so bad. So bad. Ottawa and
Sunnyvale.
My man Sharon, who's one of my favorite battle rappers, is from Ottawa too, so shout out to that. Ottawa's up 2-1. Now, granted, the Rangers won the other night, and they won convincingly. See, there's a difference between winning after being down 2-0 convincingly and struggling mightily to close a team out in overtime because you can't make it through 2 minutes of a game without giving up two goals. But who knows, man? Maybe Braden Holtby's a goat. I still got Ottawa. They're up 2-1. I know the Rangers are going to.
Who was a goat? Mike Green.
Oh my God. We talked about Mike Green a lot, mm-hmm. man. Mike Green was just like. My old boss thought Mike Green was like the greatest thing that ever happened to the Capitals. And I was like, he only scores. He sucks at defense. And every time he goes and crashes the behind the net, Ovechkin is left on defense. And Ovechkin on defense is slightly better than James Harden on defense. Slightly. Yep, James Harden, dig. I said it. Is he a goat?
I'm not going to answer that question.
He's a much more of a goat than DeMar DeRozan.
Olaf Kolzig, goat.
Yo, he was, though.
He was, though.
Damn, Olaf Kolzig was the man.
Am I going to get this for the rest of the semester?
Godzilla? They called him Godzilla?
Yep. Oli the goalie.
Oli the goalie, man. Yeah. 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 Chris Osgood with his weird helmet.
Yeah, Ozzy.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
Those were the days.
Back when the Wings didn't suck.
I feel like we're sipping Steel Reserve on a front porch.
what do you think about
the cold on a hot summer day?
Let me tell you something about the millennials and their hillbilly trap music nowadays.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, my gosh.
Their yee-yees and everything.
Yee-yee. I showed Katie the song we watched the other day.
Yeah.
She hated it.
Thank you, Katie.
It has never bombed. Like, I did not think it was going to bomb like it did. And she was like, I just don't get it. And I was like, but he's like, white people. And she was like, no.
Hernia.
I was like, Alex, my whole defense whenever I try and justify if something's funny is like,
how do you
Alex
justify
doesn't
that
like
as,
anything.
But how do you justify that as music?
Huh?
How do you justify that as listen,
I would listen to that song 1,000 times over Bad and Bougie. And that was the number one rap song in the country. Oh my God, I hit him with facts. Look at his face. He can't argue to that. He's like, darn it, man. He had to go Migos on me.
you couldn't say anybody else.
I lost my dude to a hernia.
Like, you put that on the radio, that's going to get laughed at.
It gets laughed at already.
I mean, he'll probably...
But the difference is,
he'll probably go on an independent radio chart or something.
But the problem is, he knows he's a clown. These guys are serious. So what's worse? Someone being serious and thinking they got it. Raindrop. You know?
Wake up.
That's a great song. Okay. Don't be hating on my System of a Down, man. All right. let's go back to sports, because yeah, I did. I just really did not think it would bomb as much as it did. Yeah.
Shout out to Katie.
Why did you even show me this?
You made a good call. That stuff that was
Nathan
garbage.
Secretly loves it. Admit to loving it.
No, I don't. I should have broke that computer for doing that.
He has Migos hoodie pajamas.
Wow.
With the zipper up the middle.
You probably have posters of that guy on your wall at home, too.
I wish. I wish I could get a tattoo of him on my chest.
You know, it wouldn't faze me if you did something like that. It probably went with the other hillbilly trap music you played.
Hillbilly trap music, as much as I'm not a fan of it, that's better than the stuff on the radio as well. Am I wrong?
That
song low-key rocked, and it made me mad.
It actually did.
Yeah,
I will give you that.
And then that comment, man, was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. Funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. All right, I'm sorry. Anaheim and Edmonton.
I'm still rolling with Anaheim.
You're still rolling with Anaheim. I'm still going Edmonton, man. It's 2-1 right now. Edmonton's up 2-1. Team Canada, let's go. Now, where I got wrong is St. Louis and Nashville. Y'all picked Nashville. I wanted to pick Nashville, but I decided St. Louis because I didn't want us to agree. And y'all are beating me on this. They're
are you doing a bet?
Away. No.
Okay.
No,
I mean, I'm still upset the way Nashville just, like, got I can't remember who the number one seed was that they knocked off. But I'm like...
Who did they knock off?
Nashville?
The Blackhawks.
Yeah, beat Chicago.
Oh, dude.
No,
let's not even start on another love affair.
We're not.
He loves Patrick Kane.
You should take a taxi with him.
I'm not doing that.
You should go clubbing because he really respects women.
He got mad because I said that the other day.
I didn't get mad.
No, he didn't get mad, but he was just like... So I got Edmonton still, and then I think you guys are right. Nashville's going to end up winning. You are the man. I love you for that, man. We disagree a lot of the time, and you frustrate me, but that was amazing. You just straight up said the two things that I was hammering in yesterday, and you said it in great quality ways. Nashville Predators are probably going to win the series.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think I get 2012 Kings vibes from them.
Yeah, you said that last week. You did. All right. MLB, the baseballs, as they say. So,
is it really that shocking to find out that Boston fans are racist?
So this is the funny thing, right?
Did you not know? You know Bill Russell, who Bill Russell is, right?
Yes.
You know he would never call back the cheers that the Boston fans gave him because they treated him like crap. They were racist towards him for so many years.
Yeah. Dude, Boston is so racist, they hate a lot of types of white people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was talking to a friend of mine who used to work here, and he's from Boston, and he's saying the Bostonians are just a different type of people. And it's like...
Another reason why New England should be considered its own country, and we should saw it right off of our border.
So we got to solve like California, right?
Huh?
Like California?
No,
not like that. Okay.
California is completely fine with being called California and being a part of America. New England calls himself New England. Get out of here, then. We're America.
Boston.
We're New America. We're North America. We're not New England.
I need to go out to California anyway.
All right.
I need to do that.
All right.
Well, I mean, you know,
New Mexico, get the hell out of here too.
I can see why there are loads of people who hate the Patriots, who hate the Celtics, who hate the Red Sox. Now I get it. At first, I'm just like, okay, maybe they're just diehard fans of their teams. No, it's after.
Do you remember when a couple years ago the Caps were playing?
I know what you're saying. When the guy guy scored the goal.
Yep.
And everybody called him the N-word
death
on Twitter.
Threats, yeah, gave him. Said all this racist stuff. It's fun. I was talking the other day to Katie about it, and I was like, "Well, you know, it is Boston." Not justifying that racist stuff is okay to say, but if there's a town that I expect, you know, it's either deep in the South. You know, it's like if Michael Orr wasn't treated properly at Ole Miss. Bro, you went to Ole Miss. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, the movie.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, that movie, that there were misinterpretations of Michael Orr. He wasn't that dumb. So, that just for the record.
Yeah. He fully knew how to hold and false start with the best of them.
Eli Manning know how to throw league leading interceptions to Ole Miss.
And you will never hear me be defending. Like Eli Manning is the man. He accidentally stumbled into two Super Bowls. He plays 500 when he plays. I swear. If you ever on the freeze frames, he always closes his eyes when he throws the ball. And he always, if you read, if they zoom in on his face, he always says "dead or alive" as he's throwing it. I'm serious.
Cherry bomb.
I will Google it.
Cherry bomb, right? That was
that's
the 500.
Square.
I thought it was cherry bomb.
There's jackpot. There's mystery. I don't know. There could be cherry bomb in 500. We can look it up. Why?
I just want to see it.
So
you have
MLB real quick.
That's fair. Okay. I just want to look at the notes. I'm sitting there going like, wait, you say Edmonton or Anaheim? You're rolling with Edmonton. Okay.
Yeah, man. Canada, the motherland. It deserves like these spoiled Americans here in this country.
I have some cities I definitely want to visit in Canada. They're on my bucket list.
Really?
You gotta watch that CFL.
No.
Goat.
No.
Goat. CFL's goat.
CFL is the goat of knockoff NFL leagues. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're different. We only have three downs.
You'd be surprised.
110
yards. 110 yards.
No comment.
You know who also was goat? Navy midshipmen. Because you know why? Their mascot's a goat.
Yeah, they also have draft dodgers on their team, like Keenan Reynolds.
That is so wrong, man.
It's wrong. It's wrong that taxpayers paid for his college education. He decided to play the NFL instead of his obligations.
Next topic.
Gosh. Why am I always the jerk on this one?
Commercial break.
My man, who was it? Brandon Whedon. Mm-hmm. He gave up a good NFL career to serve in the Army.
What's wrong with that?
He gave up a good NFL career? Did you say that?
Yeah, because he was 28 by the time he was in college. Who knows what the kid would have been.
So, Pat Tillman did the same thing?
Pat Tillman's a little different.
They both served our armed forces.
Yeah, but he was in the league and decided to leave the league. Brendan Whedon went straight from high school into service and then went to college.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. What's wrong is when Keenan Reynolds gets paid to go to college, tax dollars, and then decides, I'm just going to be in the NFL, so I'm not going to go do what I got to do.
He still has to do a service.
Oh, yeah, by recruiting poor little high schoolers to go to the front lines. Disgusting. Oh,
my God.
Next subject.
Now we're going to move finally on to baseball. Draft Dodger. People hate on Muhammad Ali, but Keenan Reynolds is fine because he ran for like 1,000 yards or whatever. Who cares? He broke the Navy touchdown record. You know,
he broke every record.
Okay, cool. It's Navy, all right? They're only allowed to have like 250-pound linemen.
The Mountaineers, man, y'all are...
It's all relative down there.
It's up there first and foremost. Mm-hmm. Second of all, prove it, all right? I want documented facts, all right? They had Wrong Turn, which was about trolls, and Elijah Dushku was in it. But other than that, you can't really say anything about them. Was Deliverance based in West Virginia?
No, it was in the Carolinas.
Okay, see, we good. Go make fun of Carolina.
Don't go to the bathroom in Carolina.
Yo, I've been trying to get on MLB for so long.
Don't go. Commercial break.
It has gotten out of control. All right, so... Manny Machado. Now, the Orioles have played two games in their four-game series against Boston.
Now, I told you, I think, Lita, last week, that there is going to be a way that they were going to retaliate at him again when we finished after we played the Yankees.
I will say something. I think they're not retaliating at him for that. I think they're retaliating at him because he retaliated against them. By saying that, he hits a home run Monday night, stares it down, takes a nice little jog around. They're a little butthurt about that, right?
It's not right,
but do you have to understand when there's all this tension? I'm not blaming him for this, but I'm saying that I don't think they threw at him. They would have thrown at him on Monday night if they still had beef.
Come on, Chris Sale.
So you're going to risk one of your ace-like pitchers to be suspended for throwing at him when you could have done it? Wright could have done it Monday night.
Because he had a towering...
Or Porcello, whatever his name is.
He got one over the monster that justifies you throwing a 98-mile-per-hour fastball at him?
I never said it justified it.
That's what you sound like. You're trying to justify it.
What I said was is that, Chris Sale throwing at him the other night was not about the slide. It was about the him watching the home run.
Then you know what?
And then Manny watching the home run was about them
throwing at him after the slide. Then they're soft. They're sore losers.
We're talking about the Red Sox who were whining about a clean slide. Of course they're losers. Same thing. Wet the bed till they were 17. They got Manny Machado footy pajamas. They want to be like him when they grow up. Even though all of them are older than him.
Well, I don't think...
I don't think the fans want to be like
Mookie
him.
Mookie Betts is. I don't think so.
Okay, screw Mookie Betts, okay? He's on steroids. I said it. Check him. That one pitching coach said something about the Thames guy, and they've drug tested him several times this year. So I'm saying officially Mookie Betts is on steroids. So where are you at, MLB?
Eric Thames, like...
Ortiz. Dude.
I'm like... When I saw this guy, I know he was in Japan
South Korea.
Insensitive.
Like, who is this guy? But yeah, they've been drug testing.
He used to be on the Orioles.
Eric Thames?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. That's right.
You know what his nickname was in South Korea? God.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I just made that up out of nowhere.
You know that one guy, he played for the Cincinnati Reds? And then he went, I think it was either Japan or Korea, and had like...
Deion Sanders.
He booked...
What?
He played for the Reds.
I didn't know he went to South Korea.
No, he didn't.
Okay.
It's like Wadimir or something. I think that's his name.
Well, we got a guy named Ducey. He went to South Korea, but he's doing pretty good.
He plays like what?
He played at South Korea before.
Breaking news, everybody. Breaking news.
What?
Tebow. I feel like I'm getting better every week. All right.
I knew it.
Right?
I knew it.
Dude, you want to hear something crazy? His story is above the fact that an A's prospect died unexpectedly.
Oh, my God.
Tim Tebow is more important, but he's slightly below CC Sabathia getting on Boston about being racist.
Wait, an A's prospect? I need to look on ESPN.com when I...
His last name is Thomas. Casey Thomas. He was drafted in the 34th round of the 2016 draft.
Oh, okay. I know who that is.
No, you don't.
I looked at a YouTube video of him.
Dude.
That name sounds familiar.
His dad's name is Tom Thomas. Oh, and he was a scout for the A's. So Manny Machado, back on this deal. They throw at him again.
Which is unnecessary.
Of course. I've never disagreed with you on this topic. Never disagreed with you on this topic.
Because I'm a person who believes if you're going to touch me up, I have the right to do the exact same thing to you. Now, I understand that that there's people that will say we need more of that in baseball. But we're all adults here. Like, we're not in kindergarten. Like, because I just have a feeling if they do it again, it's going to be all hell breaking loose.
Yeah.
And
We need another malice at the palace.
Yeah.
I saw the explicit rant.
Adam Jones needs to go in the stands. You know?
It goes dark at the ballpark.
I saw the explicit rant. Manny Machado is the Keyshawn Johnson of the Orioles. Remember that rant? And when Keyshawn was with the Jets back in 99.
Don't be disrespecting my man, yo.
No, Keyshawn Johnson, he was one of my favorite wide receivers growing
Why? Up. Are you serious?
Yeah.
For what?
I liked Keyshawn Johnson.
Looking like a douche? That mustache? I wish I could do the face. I wish you guys could see the face through my microphone. You know what I'm talking about? Keyshawn Johnson. Are you serious? He's one of your favorite wide receivers.
Growing up, he was, yeah.
Poor guy.
I mean, there's other guys, but I respected his game.
I liked Marvin Harrison because he was about his business on the field, and he was Hunger Games off the field.
Shots fired.
Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for Matt Trudell.
Oh, so you can be a Patrick Kane fan, but I can't be a Marvin Harrison fan.
Anyway, like I was saying,
there's a difference between ruining lives and ending them. I'm just saying. You can't ruin any further once it's ended.
Commercial break.
All right. Go ahead. Say what you were going to say. I'm sorry.
Do we get a commercial break?
No, we do not do commercial breaks. Just say what you got to say about your Manny thing.
The rant was, he was frustrated, obviously. Yeah. And then there's people that I've talked to, they're saying if they were to build a team, they're not going to build around Manny, nor Bryce Harper, because apparently they're both jerks. And, you know, Manny does have to learn how to compose himself. It happened. But hold on. Let me finish. What I'm saying is in that instance, I don't blame him from going off. I did the same thing too. But
Dude.
The guys are going to get in his head.
Manny got thrown at once last year and attacked a pitcher. He's been thrown at four total times this year.
Are you talking about the guy from the Oakland A's?
No, I'm talking about the dude from Kansas City that died in the offseason.
Oh, Ventura. Ventura, okay.
Ventura threw at him one time. He straight up attacked him. This year, he's been thrown at four pitches been thrown at him, and he has yet to attack. If that's not him maturing, I don't know what is, bro. What do you want him to do?
I'm just saying that I think he should have went a little bit differently in his press conference.
I think he should have left a flaming bag of dog poo or human poo right outside their locker room. And then cracked him over the face with weapons. Like Marvin Harrison would.
What would Marvin Harrison do? That's what we need to have a bumper sticker.
We need to make little bracelets. Marvin Harrison strong.
Just like coffins and like X marks.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Commercial break.
All right. So, Nationals are putting up like 20 runs a game, man.
Like Anthony Rendon, like his batting average literally went up.
Steroids.
Because I think he had like a horrendous.
Steroids.
Horrendously bad batting average.
Look at this, ready? Batting average. Three out of the top five are from the Nationals. Someone just pooped their pants. RBIs. Three out of the top three are Nationals. All right, and let's do that. All right, so let's take the last like 12 minutes here, and let's talk about the NFL draft.
Fan grazed by stray bullet and said, "Damn, that's messed up."
Stop vaguely reading things.
Sorry, I was reading Bleacher's Report.
Oh, great! Yeah,
how about that Mitch Trubisky
Game of Zones.
Man, that man's making money.
All right, so let's talk about be cool about fire safety. All right, so let's talk draft. Who's your winner? Who's your winners? Who's your losers?
My winners are the Houston Texans.
All right, hold on. Hold on. I got to get to them. Except I can't find them.
You go alphabetical.
I know, but it won't let me click over. You see that?
Such exciting radio tension right now.
Oh, yeah. All right. So
it won't let me go over. Okay, but they got Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, so they got Deshaun Watson, which, go ahead. Do your thing. I won't tell you to hold on because it's just not.
Cleveland. Tampa Bay. Winners.
I got.
Wait. Houston, Cleveland, Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I got Cleveland. I'll go with the Lions. I thought they'd had a pleasant draft. And then the big loser would be the Bears.
Who was your losers?
Bears. Ravens. Carolina.
Why Carolina?
Because
you can be honest.
The Christian McCaffrey pick, I'm fine with that. But after that, it's like, no.
By the way, Deshaun Watson's not going to be good. But Dante Foreman's a good pickup. You really think Deshaun Watson's going to be a good quarterback in the NFL?
I mean, who do the Texans have? What's his name? Tom Savage?
Well, they had Osweiler, then they screwed that up.
Reedon, I think, is still on the team.
Whedon?
Yeah.
Whedon. Man, you know, true patriot. and you're saying Tampa solely because of O.J. Howard?
Yes, I think that helps. That gives Winston, outside of Mike Evans and Deshaun Jackson, the new addition, another piece down
good
the middle.
Band. Sorry. Go ahead.
You know, they're not Super Bowl contenders, but I think that O.J. Howard, I think he'll fit that system very nicely.
I think the winners of the draft, in my opinion, are... I think Jacksonville getting a solid running back.
Fournette, okay.
I think Cleveland, of course, but like Cleveland would have had to... It would have been really hard for Cleveland not to be a winner in the draft.
Well, that is... Cleveland would have found a way to screw it up.
Yeah. I think them... I think San Francisco, solely by Chicago being terrible, they ended up winning the draft. And I'll give those two winners, right? I said Cleveland, Jacksonville, mm-hmm. and who was my last team?
You said the Jags.
Jags, Cleveland, and... I said somebody else.
Tennessee?
San Francisco. That's what I said. All right. Losers of the draft.
All right. Are you going to say Carolina?
Number one, Carolina.
Because you don't like Christian McCaffrey.
I think you should never draft a white running back. I just don't think you should. I think history has proven. White fullbacks, on the other hand, go for it.
White people.
Yeah, this song's about equality. So the Panthers, I think the Bears and Kansas City. I think Kansas City is a bunch of idiots.
Oh, I didn't say Kansas City. Yes, I put him on my list.
Patrick Mahomes. Who will suck, but probably have a better career than Deshaun Watson.
He reminds me of, what was the guy's name, Graham Harrell, that threw the Crabtree?
Yeah.
Yeah, something reminds me of that guy.
What? You think Deshaun Watson's going to be nice? You do?
Yes, I do.
Why?
You know he can't hear you right now.
Yeah, sit down. Why? Why is he going to be nice?
I don't know Patrick Mahomes. I've seen more of Deshaun Watson than Mahomes. So disrespect to Patrick. I just think Deshaun Watson has more intangibles.
Like,
I think he can be a game manager. He's a game manager. He has a solid arm. I think
Patrick Mahomes could be this is where Patrick Mahomes can land, right?
Stafford? Or Drew Bledsoe?
No. I think he could be Matt Stafford.
Andrew Luck?
He could be RG3. Deshaun Watson, in my opinion, can be RG3? Or he could be...
Ryan Leaf?
No, not that bad. He could be RG3, or he could be...
Marcus Russell?
No. I'm thinking of someone like currently in the league that I get, like, maybe... Or Ryan Fitzpatrick. Except he didn't go to Harvard, so that would hurt.
Did Ryan Fitzpatrick go to Harvard?
I think he did. He's one of the smartest players ever.
Okay.
You're going to sit there and compare Deshaun Watson to Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I'm just saying that that's his window. He can be a starter, or he could be RG3. Watch. Okay. He's going to get a Subway commercial. It's going to be all over Justin Tuck.
Tucker or Tuck?
Tuck.
Defensive lineman, okay.
Yeah. Anybody that's ever had a Subway commercial has gone down the drains.
Especially that other guy. Yeah. You know who.
Yeah, the non-football player. Yeah, so you look at it. RG3, Justin Tuck. Who was the other guy?
Ndamukong Suh.
Ndamukong Suh.
Yes.
Who?
Sue.
DeMarcus Cousins, number two?
Ndamukong
Suh.
He's the DeMarcus Cousins of the NFL. Ndamukong Suh, yeah.
Why is he the DeMarcus Cousins?
I'll let you guys figure that out.
Because he's saying that he's moody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. I don't think.
Listen, DeMarcus Cousins, I love him. He's one of my favorite basketball players. But Ndamukong Suh, he does have a little. He does have a temper tantrum. He needs to fix. Stomping on guys.
Sometimes you have to stomp on somebody.
Choke slamming people.
What's wrong with that? The Undertaker did it for like 40 years.
Yep.
He's got no answers to these.
No.
You know who I wish got choke slammed? Matt Waiters. What do you know about Chad Kelly being Mr. Irrelevant? The only reason why he was drafted was because his last name
was Kelly.
Hmm?
Well, like Jim Kelly? Is that
Jim Kelly's nephew?
Oh, okay. The great Jim Kelly.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's really interesting about the Mr. Irrelevance? They don't last long. They only last probably about 3 or 4 years.
And yeah, why would they last long? They're last pick in the draft.
I mean, there's been a few examples where...
Ryan Succop.
Yeah.
He was Mr. Irrelevant.
Wait, Ryan Succop, is he a kicker?
Yeah, he's a kicker.
Awesome. Cool. If that's who you want to be comparable to.
Pretty decent kicker, too.
Who was like one or two... was it Garcon?
Pierre, I don't know. No, he wasn't.
Who was? It was the other one then from the Saints.
Garcon never played for the Garcon? Saints. Pierre Garcon? He never played for the Saints.
He started out with the Saints, didn't he?
I thought it was with the Colts.
I'm pretty positive. Who is?
I'm just going to throw this question out here. Is Sebastian Janikowski a Hall of Famer?
No, he's a kicker.
Mm-mm.
I'm sorry. He wasn't. Who am I thinking about then? Who was the guy with
Marcus Colston?
Marcus Colston.
I don't think he was Mr. I think he was undrafted.
Almost. He was. I believe Marcus Colston is
He was from Hofstra.
I think he was like second to last or third to last.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. What you know? What you know about that?
I think he was that. I think he was like in the fifth round.
He was seventh round pick, 252. So I think, is it 253? That's the last one. Four spots from the end of the draft.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, man. So.
Is he still in the league?
I don't know. I closed the window. But we all know Deshaun Watson's not going to be there that long.
Whatever you say, Matt.
He's going to be a great backup.
Next subject.
He's the next Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod Taylor is far better than Deshaun Watson.
He's got the Kia sponsorships.
Dude, my man. It's not Kia, it's Toyota.
Toyota, whatever.
I drive a Toyota, so I would know. I'm a big Tyrod Taylor fan. He's so much better than
Joe Flacco.
Deshaun Watson. And Joe Flacco. He should have started. They'd have 7 Super Bowls now.
Tyrod Taylor, GOAT.
Yeah. All right, this has been the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I've been Matt Trudell.
Subway spokesperson Alex Baker.
And? All right, until next week, peace, stay safe, and remember to love yourself.